from just a hard way from the stump up, and I have made a success on a farm, and I enjoy it, like it. I was a natural born farmer. I never got any schooling to mount anything. But you can take, when you hear a man say, I can move on a farm and make a living, it just ain't no trouble. Listen, boy, you got to work your head on a farm. You just got to now if you can make a success.
You got to know when to plant, you got to know when to reap,
when to sell, when to buy, and all those things. And you got to know, another thing in this country, you got to know stock.
Yeah.
You got to really learn stock, and of course I brought right up with stock, and mules and horses used to be, you know, was a big thing. If you was a good judge of a mule or a horse, it was worth a lot to you. Of course, now that part, the horse business is over.
Not unless you want to raise colors.
That's right.
What were those Appaloosas for?
Well, now, these Appaloosas are mostly Indians, mostly. Have these Appaloosa ponies, you know. They're spotted ponies, and if you see a Indian, you'll see him probably with an Appaloosa.
I saw one up the road.
They like them colors awful well.
When people go fishing around here, what do they use for bait?
They use mostly minnows and crawdad tails and fish worms. And there's out here in my chicken yard, it's rich out there, and a lot of people comes here and digs worms out there, you know, to go fishing with. I don't care at all. We got three or four parties around here that brings us fish every little bit. We put them in the freezer and freeze them.
That's nice.
And we have fish when we get ready.
What kind of fish?
Well, it's over here at Grand River Lake, Grand River Dam. They've got that stock mostly with crappie. And they get about that long, and all they're fine fish. Well, probably a pound and a half, 2 pounds when they're grown, and you're allowed to catch so many, and they bite good. There ain't no trouble to get a mess of fish. I don't ever fish any, but these old boys, lots of them, they come in here and bring us a mess of fish, and we enjoy them so much. Neighbors, you know, I'm willing to give them something back in exchange, you know. They get a big kick out of that.
What's the biggest fish that's been caught around here?
The biggest fish that I know of being caught around over here at the Grand River Lake, there has been a few catfish caught there. 25 pounds, that's a big fish. And there's a lot of catfish in there too. Lots of them.
Yeah, and in the river too, I imagine.
Oh, yes.
Do you have that little insect around here that'll be landing into your fishing pole? Well, it's two sets of wings. Sometimes they're blue, some of them are green.
You call that there grab hooks or... they're a lure, ain't they?
I was thinking of the bug.
Well, that they artificial, isn't it?
Well, this is a live bug. May look something like that.
Wow, that's a butterfly, isn't it?
Well, is that one of these two little wings, or does the butterfly have a big wing?
He has some pretty good sized wings, but that looks more like a butterfly.
I don't think I drew a good picture.
anyway, we have a lot of butterflies. They have a lot of things they use for bait here. Just a lot of things, different things. But about the best thing they have is a minnow, a live minnow. They'll come near biting a minnow than put near anything.
They're pretty dandy, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
I've heard this thing called a snake feeder or a snake doctor. Do you have those around here?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. They fly around close to the top of the water. I forget what they call them, though, but I think a snake feeder, we call them in here. They call them snake feeders, and I don't know what they do, but they do fly around right on top of the water.
You know they'll eat mosquitoes?
Yes, they say they will.
How about turtles? You have those around?
Oh, yes. We have them, and they're a little they're a little hard on the fish sometimes, too. They'll catch some fish, more or less. Yeah, we have turtles here.
You have those that live on dry land, too.
Yes, I have those on dry land. When I used to live over on Flint Creek, and one morning I went down there for something, and one of these great big old soft shell turtles had left the lake and was going to go up the creek. You know that sucker got tangled up in the hog wire, and he was just laying there, hanging there on the hog wire. He wasn't dead. He just got in there not long before I got him out and brought him up and A soft shell turtle is good to eat.
Oh.
They're awful good to eat, but a hard shell turtle is not good to eat. We've got them in these creeks and lakes, and, but they're pretty hard on the fish.
Yeah, I guess they are. I've caught soft shell turtles and seen those great big ones. Some of those are pretty vicious.
Oh, yeah, they are. They bite the soup out of you if you don't watch.
What do they call those cooters around here?
What?
Cooters?
No, I don't remember ever hearing
Southern term, huh?
I never remembered them called that.
Well, how about those little bugs that we might see at night that wink lights?
That's lightning bugs. We'll have lots of them. I haven't noticed so many of them this year, but some years they just light up everything all through the night, you know, for you.
I like to see them in the pasture.
Yeah.
It's summer.
Yeah, they're awful nice that way.
How about those insects that fly around and will sting you if you make them angry? They make their nests under the eaves or